Good morning, and what is your name, ma'am?
Maria Lisa Lara.
What is your ABC number? I just want to make sure that I have you here. What's your
32-42-34, and my name is Maria Lisa Lara.
Thank you so very much. Did you have? Yes, she has it on. Therefore, we will move forward. I don't know why I'm so lucky. I have this one as well. So let's move forward. Okay, Ms. Lara, you appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissary for your revocation hearing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, one of my colleagues might have asked. No problem. I just want to make sure. Okay, so you appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissary regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, or that I have, or that I have observed, you were notified of this hearing back on June 15, 2018. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, I remember signing the paper.
Yes, ma'am. You signed that piece of paper on June 15th, and only among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. Therefore, may I assume that you want to represent yourself today. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And you cannot see us today because we're doing this by phone, and we cannot see you because we don't have that magic yet. One day we will have it. We'll be able to see you by phone, but now we cannot. Therefore, I do want to introduce you to the board members. The board members that you cannot see participating in the hearing today is the Honorable Mr. Rui Cavanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Neal Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. And we also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby represents the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Ms. Laura and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? Nothing but the truth will help you guard, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. As I indicated, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you have violated the Arizona condition of City Union Number 1, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within 1 working day after your release on or about May 4, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false? Thank you. Based upon the admission of Ms. Laura, we find that she's in violation of the terms and conditions of the supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lost into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Cavanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, ma'am, we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two of your hearing by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. And once we get that information, then we're just going to come back and talk to you so the board can make a decision. Let me just ask this because I'm kind of experimenting with my voice here. Can you hear me okay, ma'am?
Somewhat. Your words are kind of scary.
Okay, so I'm going to move this closer to me. Okay, so can you hear me a little better now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure that you can hear me. Okay, so now we're going to move forward, and we're going to get some background information on you, and that will be coming from Mr. Westby, Honorable Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections, so we're going to ask that you remain quiet, and once we get this information, then we're going to come back and speak with you. Mr. Westby, sir.
Ms. Lara was released from the Department of Corrections on May 4th, 2018. She was arrested May 25th, 2018 by Phoenix PD for noting charges. She was back in DOC custody May 25th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of July 25th, 2018, 21 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018 drug paraphernalia, 9 months. 2018 robbery, 14 months. There's no prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score 4-4. Mental health score 2, the substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Her disciplinary violations are significant with staff assaults noted. Other arrests, looks like her arrest that she had in 2016, all charges were dismissed or not processed. Her community risk score is a G1B2.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Westby. And we're back to you, ma'am. Based on information that has been presented to the board, we do take note that you have very little write up at all on your case supervision summary for some reason. In fact, we don't have any, so let me just ask some questions. So while you were out, where were you living? Where were you residing now?
I was staying with different friends and different family members, just from place to place.
But somehow, I guess you didn't check in with your parole officer. Why didn't you check in with your parole officer?
I have somewhat a loss of memory, so at short-term and long-term, so I basically just have forgot, like it slipped my mind.
Okay, so it slipped your mind and you didn't get around to checking in for 21 days, okay. Let me ask this, did you seek or did you have any employment while you were out, ma'am?
No, sir.
No employment. Did you use any drugs while you were out?
No, sir.
But what were you doing during during that period that you was out, ma'am?
I was trying to establish ID identification, social security card and ID, so that way I could get a job.
Okay. Were you able to get your social security card and all those good things? Were you able to get those lined up before you?
I did get the application. I'm sorry for interrupting. I did get the application for the social security. Basically, I'm waiting to drop it off at the office or mail it in.
Okay, well, don't feel sorry for interrupting because this is your hearing. You want to hear from you. Nobody want to hear from me. Everybody want to hear from you. So please, anytime you want to interrupt, please feel free to interrupt. So, let me say it another way. When you get out, whether you get out now or in July, and you have your social security card and all those good things, what do you plan to do in terms of employment? Do you have anything in mind? Or what type
Yes, I actually have a lot of things in mind. There's a couple offices and different types of arrangements that I set up for myself. I actually have a career also based in music as an artist, so basically I have a lot of things lined up for me. I just need to go back in and refill out an application.
Oh, okay, so you're an artist. What type of artist are you? I'm just curious.
I like doing all music from country to hip-hop to R&B to Spanish to basically everything.
Do you sing or play instruments? What do you do?
I actually am like one of the fastest known individuals that actually write music and actually freestyle or sing.
You know, I don't keep up with music, but some of my colleagues do. Is there any music that you think that you hear that I might have heard along the way?
Basically everything out there from 2005 to now.
Oh, so you or something else. Okay, so let me ask you now. I mean, you're a great musician, and don't misinterpret what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask it anyway. Why did you end up being a part of the criminal justice system here in Arizona? What happened now?
I was somewhat, I think, wrongfully accused on some other issues dealing with the move from New Mexico. So basically, I'm still personally investigating everything that based around that. I've only been investigating it for about 2 years. I have to deal with the custody case that went wrong.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, do take note that apparently you haven't been in Arizona too long. So you're...
Right. I arrived in January 2016.
Okay. And so once you get out, you're going to continue to move forward with your career in music. So does that mean that one day, maybe already, one day you'll get your gold record or your platinum album or CD or whatever they have these days, and that will be the next great thing that we'll hear about you, and not the record, and not the criminal justice system.
Yes, sir. One of these days you might have the gratitude, I mean the blessing to be able to see me on stage or receive the album.
Yeah, we'll be watching you on television and then come up and say, well, maybe we'll get your autograph. We remember me. And you're going to say, no, that wasn't me. I didn't appear before your board. Okay, ma'am. I'm going to say my other distinguished colleagues might have any questions for you this morning. Any questions? They don't have any questions. They better get their questions in now because in a few years from now, you won't be willing to talk to them. They better have any questions for you. So at this time, ma'am, we're going to get ready to go into a discussion, and we're going to ask that you would, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board, tell the board anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself. So at this time, we're going to leave it all to you. Anything else you want to tell the board, ma'am?
The only final thing is basically I know that I wasn't around. I do apologize. upon my release, I, you know, promise to do a better job and get out there and start working and get on my feet. I have a lot of other basis type of community type of activities that I need to actually base my honest visual and audio on site. So basically, I just got to get back to work. I have some children to get back in contact with, as well as an ex-husband, but basically there's some other issues with that dealing with military and government that I'm not allowed to discuss. So basically I'm ready to see, like, be released and stay positive and continue part of my future.
Okay, well, we wish you the best. So at this time, well, the board is going into discussion, and we're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We'll just be talking among ourselves, but we do want you to stay on the phone so that you can hear everything that we say, and then the board will vote whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision now. So at this time, the board is in discussion. I found Ms. Laura to be a very interesting person. She has a career in the entertainment industry, and she says she's even, once she gets straightened out and get everything straightened out from the past, she's going to even be even greater than she is today in the entertainment industry. This is just an unfortunate situation that happened, something which I didn't concentrate on by design, that started down in New Mexico and ended up with her being incarcerated here in the state of Arizona. I think because she has such a short period of time, in fact, she's going to be out, 25 days today, I guess 24 days, because she's going to be out on July the 25th. So you're going to be out very shortly. Therefore, I think it would just be best for you just to complete your term, continue to put everything together, continue to write that music so that when you get out, you'll have that career ready to go, and concentrate on the other challenges that you have in life, and we know that you will be successful. Therefore, I think it would be best for her to complete this supervision, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. We're hearing nothing else from other board members, therefore I'm going to offer a motion to find that Ms. Laura violated terms and conditions of supervision, that she was for welcome, and that based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W1468, as well as her testimony, I'm going to move to revoke her community supervision based upon the same. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Corwinus, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Ma'am, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on July 25 of this year, which is just around the corner, as we say. Good luck. We wish you the best, and we hope to never see you again in Arkansas. So
this is, right. Thank you.
Thank you. So this is either hearing, please turn the phone back over to the next person in line or the CO3.
Yeah.
Thank you.